What up, my common sense-a-crats? I am your host, Carrington Rowe, and this is the show where we give you the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Before we get into it, please make sure to subscribe and listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. On Apple Podcasts, please rate this show 5 stars so we can spread the word about this and leave a review. Subscribe to my YouTube and Rumble channel called Common Sense-a-Crat, and like and follow on all of the social medias. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and join me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. Before I play the interview, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Ben Dworkin. He is an actor, he's a writer, he's a producer, and he also is the host of Benny D Primetime, which is the show that I got to interview on. And I'm so happy that he's doing this. He is a very interesting human being. He and I met at my friend Katie and Nick's show called Eddie Poe in New York City at the SoFi Festival, and back in 2019. Yeah, 20, no, early 20, no, 2019. Yeah. So he's a very cool guy and he's doing amazing things. And I'm excited to someday collaborate with him on a project. He's just such an interesting person. And in this show, we talk about the vaccines, we talk about the theater world and how everything that's going on right now could impact theater, do a little trivia. It's just a really fun time. He and I had a great, great interview. And also, another interesting fact about him is he is autistic. That's right, everybody. He is an actor, he's a writer, he's a producer, all while being autistic. So I think that is amazing. Because for those of you that know autism and have dealt with someone with autism, it's not easy at all. So I give kudos to him big time. I mean, that is great. So yeah, so without further ado, enjoy the interview.
What's up, Benny D fans? Welcome to Benny D Prime Time. This is it. You're here on a Thursday morning right before Memorial Day. You are here. This is fantastic. Oh my God, it's so great to see you all on a Thursday morning. Good thing I had the day off from work today because it's Memorial Day weekend, so. Before we get to our guests, I would like to take this moment to acknowledge all the people causing heavy traffic on the website to get your COVID vaccines. Thanks to you all, CNN reported that the vaccine demand is spiking. Woohoo! The pandemic is ending and we're getting back to theater, and what better way to celebrate by having our guests today? So let's get right to it. My guest today is someone who I got to meet at a theater event a couple years ago. She is a talented actress, writer, producer, director, and she is the host of a podcast called Common Sense-a-Crat and the founder of Time to Be Alive Productions. Making her Benny D Primetime debut, please welcome Carrington Rowe.
Hello!
Hey, Carrington.
What's up?
Yeah, well, right before the show, she told me she had a lot of coffee, so she is ready to be on the Benny D show today.
Ready to party.
Yeah.
Well, hey, like you said, Memorial Day weekend, so I'm ready just as much as you are.
Yeah, well, what do you think? Do you think we're nearing the end of this pandemic? Do you think we're going to get back to that theater?
I think so. I have a really good feeling that finally things are looking pretty normal, because, you know, now that vaccinated people can remove their masks, it's like, okay, now we can finally get the show on the road.
Tell me about your feelings about that, because the CDC mentioned that vaccinated people can take off their masks mm-hmm. and not social distance. Like, what do you think your sense will be as we get back to the theater and get out of it and we exit the pandemic? And, like, you know, what do you think?
Well, I have mixed feelings about the CDC. I feel like this whole year we've gotten a lot of mixed messages and a lot of weird things from them. So I'm kind of just going by what other doctors have told me, kind of what their opinions are. And I know people have their different opinions about all of that stuff, which is, it's been a crazy year, so we're going to have it. It's going to happen. But with the theater, I feel like people, they're very excited. They're looking forward to something normal again. That's the big word,
Absolutely.
you
Me
know?
too. Me too.
Because, yeah, we've all been sitting there at home watching shows on our computer screens and, you know, all that stuff. So it's like we can actually be together live, but then you'll,
Yeah,
yeah, but then you.
experience all that fatigue we
Exactly.
get from Zoom. Like, you know.
It's more exhausting than actually going to the theater, I feel like. I really feel like, because you have to do all the computer and set it up instead of just getting dressed up, going out, and just having a great
And
time.
actually giving people hugs and
Yes.
gathering in the theater without masks and watching a great production on that stage, because people work so hard to make these theater companies. It's just amazing, you
Oh
know?
yeah, oh yeah. And that's gonna be a big thing too. So I feel like we're gonna have a mix of people, yes, like us who are like, let's just go. We're ready to sit down and watch a show live and be super happy. But then I think you'll have also those who are still dipping their kind of just doing the dipping the toe
Dipping the
in,
toe in the pool and
yeah,
like, you
kind
know.
of slowly building to that, which is totally understandable. Like I'm one of those that's, hey, you do you. If you want to still watch a show on your computer for a while, that's cool. If you want to go see a show live, go for it. When it's available, go.
I've been trying to go for it. I feel like I haven't been afraid, you know.
Good for you. And no one should. This is, you know, why live in fear? I mean, worse things have happened in, you know, in our history of this country.
Okay, you know, like,
And yeah.
you know, like, you know, the vaccine demand is going up right now
Right.
because CNN reported it today. Like, you know, vaccine demand is going up because the CDC came out with those guidelines. It's just, you know, really, really quite something. Like, you know, I knew it would happen. I just knew it. It just goes to show you, almost everything I say is correct. Almost everything. Not all the time, but everything. Right. No.
Exactly. You go, you, yeah, you do your research, you do this. Hey, okay. And then you just, that's the whole thing. I feel like with this past year and talking about vaccines, I'm glad you and I can actually talk about that because some people will go, oh, you know, so I'm sure you've talked to some people as well that are very, you know, well, you know, the CDC is wrong. And it's like, come
Social
on.
media is just like,
It's insane.
social media is like, you know, like, you know, people say like, oh my God, this, why did the CDC come out with these guidelines? It's just really crazy. Like,
It's,
you
I don't
know,
understand. I just do this.
but I
Okay.
agree with the guidelines.
Right.
People that are vaccinated should take off their masks, you know?
Yeah, they should. Yeah. Like, 'cause if the vaccine works,
The vaccine works, and like,
then why are we keeping our masks on?
and they're coming out with a pan-coronavirus vaccine from Duke University that'll work against all viruses.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. That's interesting. Okay.
We may have a cure for the common cold now.
Well,
Unbelievable.
hey, look at that. That's nice.
Like, you know, it could prevent a future pandemic so that we could stay watching shows in the theater. It's just really amazing, you
Yeah.
know? So anyway, please tell us about your podcast and your production company. I mean, we want to know about it.
Oh gosh, where to begin? So I'll start off with my production company first because that was my first baby. Time to Be Alive production started in 2016. I was kind of in that weird rut where I wasn't getting cast in as many things as I was before. I was kind of, you know, getting that ego bust, you know, kind of in that thing like we all go through as actors and everything and starting to dabble in different fields in the industry, you know. So that's when I started to write, I started to direct, I started to do all these things before I started the production company and I thought, huh, you know, let's do this. So, you know, I think it's time. And that's when I said the time to be alive because it just came out of my mouth.
Is the time to
And it's
be alive,
and I
you know?
said, "You know what?" And so of course I did my research to see if anybody had stolen the name or stolen the name, or if I was stealing the name, I should say. But and I looked it up and nobody had that name anywhere. I looked in every state. I mean, I looked everywhere to make sure I wasn't gonna get sued, basically. So I just kind of did my research and went, oh my gosh, nobody has this name. I'm very surprised. And then I went, it must be meant for me. So I was like, there it is. So it was meant to be for me. And so I immediately, literally did everything. I started at least getting stuff together before I did the business stuff with it, like make sure to copyright the name, all that stuff. So
Well,
then,
tell us about these pro about your projects with the company a bit, like, you know, because like okay, so I met you at that production of like, I'm trying to remember where it was,
It
like.
was yeah, it was for it was yeah, it was Eddie Poe.
The Cold Hearts,
The Cold Hearts,
yes.
yes, Katie and Nick. I love them. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so and I sat ne I, we sat next to each other, and I said to myself, I really got to work with you at some point, but you know.
Well, of course, a pandemic happened and it was like, well, we'll have to do
Well,
that
we get another chance, like, you
time.
know,
Which we will.
I'm interviewing you on on the Benny D show, so that's a start, so you
Exactly.
know.
Here we are, first collab. Look at that. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, really, like, so yeah, I mean, I time to be alive.
Time to be alive. But yeah, the projects, I started doing short films. I started doing just kind of doing all this stuff. I'm prepping for finally, and I shouldn't say finally, like, oh my gosh, I should have started this, a million years ago. But it really, I had all these scripts written, and I'm finally prepping for my first feature film where I'm only directing it. Like I'm not like I'm directing and producing. I'm not going to be in front of the scenes. I'm not going to be an actor. This is literally be my first film where I'm not acting in it. So yeah, so I'm excited to actually get rolling on that finally. And then I'm finishing a play that I'm writing, which it was supposed to be off Broadway this year. That was the goal in New York, but obviously, due to obvious reasons, it didn't happen. So I just went, well, now I
Do
have
you
tangent.
think it'll happen
Oh yeah.
eventually?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm like literally once the new year of 2021 hit, I was like, it's go time. And now I gotta start prepping this, doing this, because I just felt things moving along. Like you said, you knew it was gonna happen. I knew it was gonna happen, that things were gonna open up and be good, we were gonna go back. And so I just went, okay, let me get ahead of the game here and go.
Yeah, like, you know. Broadway's going to open in September. Like,
Yeah.
theaters are slowly reopening. And, you know, we could be at that point where there's no more surges of COVID. We can get back to life as normally. We could do that. We could do that.
Oh
We could
yeah.
definitely do that. I mean, and like, I'd be willing to work with you on a project or something because
Oh heck yeah. Oh yeah. Like I got my people that I know that are willing to work with me like right now. And it's like great. Keep you in my mind and books and all of that.
so tell us about your podcast. What is this podcast all about? Because I.
Yeah, so my podcast, Common Sensocrat, this is my first podcast ever that I've done. I've listened to podcasts, by the way. I've done like I love them. And of course, during this whole year, I was just kind of had my just inner frustrations, like we all did, and all this stuff. And I thought, how can I really have a voice and speak out about what I think and what I'm researching and all this stuff? Even not just like politics or anything. It's also what's going on in sports, pop culture, everything. So I thought, you know what? From a common sense point of view, like any side of the spectrum you're on, I don't care. Like, it's like, let's just have a common sense point of view and call it a day. So I thought, why not call it Common Sensocrat and kind of just have it? Yeah, right now I'm just focusing on what's going on right now and not the future at the moment, just to kind of keep it that way. So it's like, hey.
And vaccine demand is surging because the CDC came out with those guidelines. It's literally like, yeah, I mean.
But yeah, my podcast, yeah, it's definitely like a mix of politics with pop culture and stuff like that. So I try to keep it as not too heavy the best I can. But I do, if it's something I'm very passionate about, I talk about it like for the full episode or something. But otherwise, I do like what's going on in celebrity world, what's going on in Sometimes I'll talk about the acting world, what's going on in Hollywood and all that stuff. Like, I'll kind of get into that whole sense and everything. So, but yeah, my tagline is get ready for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. So,
You would tell the harshest truth. I believe you could.
yeah.
You're tough. You are tough.
I am. I can be, yes. Well, hey, I'm the boss outside of that world anyway, so it's kind of like,
Hey, if you were my boss, I would listen to you.
well, thank you.
I mean, like if you were directing me in a show, something where I'd be my best self, I'd talk to you easily.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm pretty easy to talk to because there are some, yeah, I'm sure you've met some people in the industry that are not so easy to
Hey,
negotiate with.
I was in productions where I felt uncomfortable.
Right.
I mean, I gotta be in the right productions to be successful in the arts. Look, the arts are gonna come back. We lost a few rehearsal spaces. We lost some performance spaces, but they're not irreplaceable. We could rebuild. We could rebuild, absolutely.
Oh yeah, get enough people in there. It can be done.
It can be done. Brings me to my last question. What are your hopes about the future?
Oh, I have a lot. Honestly, I really hope that people just keep staying optimistic. That's the biggest hope I have. Just you keep doing you. Stay optimistic. Don't let the naysayers and the difference of opinions, get you
Yeah.
out of your lane. Just make sure you stay in your own lane.
Because we could end this
Because,
pandemic.
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. As long as we all wake up and keep it moving and not, as long as we talk to each other, listen to each other, because I feel like these days a lot of people just don't want to listen to each other. They just want to say, it's my opinion, my way, not your way. But I want us to become conversational again. Because I feel like we lost that this past year. I feel like we need to be conversational.
And we need to get people's personalities back because
Yeah,
there are
there you go.
people out there that have great personalities but have been traumatized with this whole COVID pandemic. We need to get everybody back on their feet.
Right.
We need to pack the bars again. We need to pack the theaters again.
Yeah, get the economy booming again. That's the
And
biggest thing.
what about the economy?
Exactly. We've got to keep it going. Yep, exactly.
Get the vacant real estate, those vacant restaurant properties filled again. Great
Oh
cuisine.
yeah.
We lost a lot of restaurants and
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of texts from people and a lot of calls from people that are at least still in New York, because a lot of people have left because the crime is spiking, everything, so part of me is a little scared about the theaters opening up for that reason. There's hopefully a lot more come back for the theaters, because I don't know if you've heard about this, but the crime has just gone back up. Up. It's just sad. It's awful. So it's just, ugh. But I think when we start getting the theater back, like we said, and all of that, I think hopefully things will get better.
I really hope so too.
So.
Before we wrap up, let me do a little trivia question for you.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna play a little game with you, but I figured I'd give people a break from games because sometimes I don't know. Okay, so your categories are Broadway or politics. Which one would you want?
Oh boy. I'll attempt Broadway. I'll do Broadway.
Okay. Now, one of the musicals that is opening up is based on a popular comedy film.
Ooh, okay.
One of the musicals that is opening up as Broadway opens again is based on a popular comedy film. Which one is it?
Oh God. Gosh, this is terrible. I feel like I've been in my theater mania scrolling through email all the time. I'm trying to remember. Oh, this is terrible. I don't remember. It's
Mrs.
terrible.
Doubtfire.
Oh my gosh, duh. Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm just like, I knew it had to be, I knew it was like
That's
Robin
okay.
Williams.
You get another chance. You get
Okay.
another chance.
Okay. Because it was like Robin Williams, really. I was like, I gotta be a film in Robin Williams. Oh, may he rest in peace.
Okay, so TV or movies? Which one did you have?
Let's do movies.
Okay. Now, what film is a franchise is about cars?
Cars.
It's about cars, and it's a franchise. It's been like nine films of it, and it's an
Oh,
action
Fast
film.
and Furious.
Of course it
Yeah.
is. You're good at that.
I feel, yeah, definitely movies is more my forte. If it's like older Broadway, maybe, but definitely movies. I'm pretty good at
Well,
movies. But yeah, but Fast and
I
Furious,
look
yeah.
forward to doing like a film project or a theater project. I don't know.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. Before we wrap up, please tell us where we can find some information about your podcast or your production company so that.
So I'm on all the social medias. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even TikTok. I am actually developing a website that'll be under my name, and I'll have a section of Common Sensocrat, so I'll let everyone know when that's ready. But yes, look for me on Facebook under Common dot Sensocrat. If you're on TikTok, it's Common underscore Sensocrat. So, but I'm on
Sounds
everywhere.
good.
I'm
Sounds
everywhere.
good. Carrington Row, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back later with more prime time.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.